life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life engineering starts now.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you today. As you heard in the introduction, Gabriella is here. And get ready for this. This is the piece. This is the missing piece. This has been the missing piece for a lot of people for over a decade. It's this right here. It's what do we do, how to design an aligned action plan to create our vision. See that? So you got the vision, but then you're wondering, oh, I did not manifest anything. Here's why. Because you have to do this part. Gabriella, right?
Absolutely. And thank you for this beautiful introduction. Hello, Dr. Pat. I'm really excited to be here. And today, like you said, we're going to talk about the preliminary design that we need to realize our vision. And this is the second step, right? The first step, I just want to recap, the first step was the vision. And the second step is designing a plan to create that, to realize our vision. And in the previous episode, if you haven't heard, please go back and check it out. We talked about part one of the design is the blueprint, right? Our inner software, our conditioning in our subconscious mind. We want to make sure that our subconscious mind believes that it's possible and safe for us to create what we are working towards. And the second part of the design, which we're going to cover today, is the more practical part. How do I design a preliminary action plan so I can start taking action towards my goals and to create the vision that we came upon on step number one?
Yeah.
So, yes, go ahead, please.
I think this is really important. And I'm not kidding. When I talk about what I said earlier to you and how absolutely important this is for us people, all of us tuning in here today, to understand that so many people, upon reading books that came out over a decade ago, did the first part and expected the part that's not until next week. But this part right here, this is the glue. This is the bridge. This is how you get from this fantastic vision you have, boom, to manifesting, right?
Exactly. And an initial action plan is needed, okay? But it's also important to understand that the path gets created while we are walking on it, while we are taking the next step. So it's really a preliminary action plan to have the initial clarity to get started. But it's rarely the ultimate plan to realize our vision. So we don't want to marry it or take it too seriously. It's like when you're driving, you know, you decide to drive somewhere and you check your GPS to know what are the steps, but you're also aware that whatever Waze or Google Maps might actually take you through a detour or change the steps according to the driving conditions. So it's the same with life. We want to have the preliminary steps, but don't get too attached to it. So in order to design an action plan, we first want to understand, how do we manifest? What does it take to manifest, right? What are the mechanics of manifesting? And I want to create some order here when it comes to manifesting, because people sometimes perceive that manifesting is me meditating every day and waiting for things to shower through my roof, right? And that's not really what we're talking about. You see what happens when we have an idea, okay? When we created that beautiful vision, that was an idea that hopefully came from inspiration, as we said. That is that idea that we have, which is a thought, creates in our spiritual folder, if you might call it that way, it creates a possibility. Now, we have many ideas, so we have many possibilities. The moment we take the first step, the moment we start taking action from that idea, we start walking the path, even if we took just one step, we change the status in our folder from possibility to probability. Low probability, but now it's probable. Why is it probable? Because I already started taking action towards that goal, right? The more actions I take, if this is where I started and this is where I want to go, okay, the more actions I take, I am increasing that probability from low to higher and higher and higher. And then I get to the 90%. And you know what happens when we get really high? Things get, most of the time, a little bit messy. And that's where people quit. This is the point where most people quit because they think this is not working. And they're just at the cusp of turning that into the 99 probability and then 100%, which means I created what I was working towards. I created my vision, my goal. I manifested it. So it's important to understand the difference between idea and choice. An idea is a thought. A choice is an action. And when you start making choices that are aligned choices towards your goal, you start creating aligned consequences. Aligned choice, aligned consequence, consequence, consequence. Oop, I see the fruits of my efforts. But sometimes we don't see the fruits of our efforts all until we are there. Because I wish I would say we would have, like in Google Maps that tells you how far you have come and how far are you from your destination. I wish we would have that and we could see how far are we from where we want to be. But we don't always see the progress. So what's important is not to quit. If this is what you want and you are taking aligned actions, keep going. Even if it gets a little bit challenging at the end, that might be the sign that soon it's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you say that. I want to just throw this in and I want you to continue because I want everybody to get this. Somebody said to me, I don't know, really long time ago when I almost walked away from this back in 2004. And I can tell you it was in March of 2004. And I literally almost walked away from it because I didn't know what I was doing. There was nobody there to show me and almost walked away from it. And the universe wouldn't allow me to do that. And what you're talking about is so important because the little nudges, whatever they were, I had a lot of setbacks. I didn't know then that they were a setup for me to pick up on something that would help me get to where I am today. What you're talking about is so important because so often we want to just throw in the towel. We want to quit.
Exactly. And I love using the analogy of the GPS because you know when you're driving, right? When you have an idea to drive somewhere, as long as you're not in your car, it's just a possibility. The moment you start driving, whether you block 100 feet, you know that became a probability. The further you drive, the closer you get to your destination. But you know that sometimes there are roadblocks. There might be an accident on the road. You might need to take a detour. Google Maps might actually change the estimated arrival time to become longer or the red color that it means that the road is jammed. But you don't just turn back, right? You don't. If you want to arrive to that, if you are committed, and we're going to talk about that today, if you are committed, and that's the difference between committed and interested. If you were just interested to getting there, you might say, you know what, maybe not today, another day. It's too much traffic, right? It's too difficult. Maybe it's not the right time. But if you are committed, what it means is that you will do whatever it takes to get there. It means that you're going to see these roadblocks as opportunities for you to learn something, to become stronger, to gain certain wisdom that you're going to need when you're there. So I think that the difference and what you show in what you express is that you were committed. That's why you didn't quit.
Yeah.
It's that commitment and that internal motivation that we'll talk in future episodes that allow us to continue. And that's why it's so important to be honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, am I interested in creating this vision or am I committed? Very different. And the honesty is the most, it's not that being committed is more, it's better than being interested. Both, as long as you're clear and honest with yourself. Does it make sense?
It is so important. And I know we're going to talk about this as we go forward, because I know you're going to cover it. But I don't know how to explain it except to say the following. There was something in my gut that said to keep going. You know, and sometimes you have to go, which is in your gut, your heart, whatever you want, whatever that is for you, that brings up that fire that says, I can do this. I want this. I am going to show that I'm committed. We don't use the word committed, but that next step we take, right? That little teeny step, that's what says we're committed, right? You're going to walk us through here, because this particular episode and what you're talking about is how you personally are helping people. This is how people can understand that it doesn't matter what your life situation is. This is something you can do, right? Gabriella, right?
Absolutely. Yes. We all have this creative power to set an intention, and it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be, you know, changing careers or moving to another country. You start training your brain with small steps, small intentions. And then you start training your brain what it takes to take effort, to take aligned actions towards your intentions. And aligned actions, and that's an important, the align here is very important, not just any action. Sometimes we see people taking a lot of action, and then it's like when they're driving, then all of a sudden they start driving on the opposite direction, and then they're not getting where they want. And I'm like, well, you went west when you needed to go east, right? So an aligned action is an action that is aligned with two things. One is my vision. Where do I want to go? It's important to make decisions not based on where I am, but based on where I want to be. Most people take decisions and make choices that are based on where they are right now. These are reactive choices. And the question I want to ask myself, is this based on where I am or where do I want to be? So an aligned choice, the test to know if it's aligned is it in alignment to where I want to be? And is it in alignment with who I am and how I am designed to create? And that's a whole different topic, because we create differently. It's not one formula fits all. So for example, when I started as a coach, people were telling me, you need to have a blog, you need to do this, you need to do this. And I remember feeling this is not me, right? So staying true to what you feel is you, that's the easiest way to know, is this aligned with how I am designed to create? And how do you know how you're designed to create? Well, go back to the moments of that where you created with ease and grace. These are the clues of how you did it. This is how you are designed to create. Did you do it by talking with people? Did you do it by focusing internally? Did you do it by waiting for the opportunity to come? Did you do it by you initiating? Just study yourself and you see how you are designed to create. So that's how we look at choices, aligned choices based on where I want to go and what feels right for me.
Yeah. And you know, what you're talking about too is, you know, I hear people say, and I know we're going to talk about this as the show, as the episode goes on, but I know people say a lot, I don't know. And, you know, I used to do that a lot until somebody said to me, of course, you know, Pat, you know, of course, you know, you just don't want to know. And mm-hmm. I looked at them and I got so angry. but once I realized that I do know, then I have the power of the choice you talked about. Just because I'm faced with the choice, nobody makes me do anything, right? You know, choice is the freedom we have. Some people say it's the only freedom we have, the freedom to choose. That's why this is so important, isn't it?
Yes. Precisely what you said about, I don't know, you know, and your friend told you, you know, many times the other no is a coping mechanism. It's hiding because of fear. And then you can rephrase and say, what if I knew? What if I knew? Or you can say, show me, and the universe will show you the way. If you say, I'm ready to know, you can say, I don't know yet, but I'm ready to know. The universe will show you through a friend saying, making a comment, through a podcast you're listening, through a blog you're reading, you will get an answer because you say, I'm ready to know. Or simply ask yourself, what if I knew? We all have that capability of studying ourselves and knowing ourselves. I think it's our biggest responsibility is to know ourselves.
Yep.
That's where self-love also is, right? How can you love yourself if you don't know yourself?
Yeah. Now, when I'm getting ready to say I don't know, it's usually for me, it's a sign that there's something underneath that that's causing me to use it as a defense mechanism. And so I'm smart enough now to, you know, just catch it, right? And I generally have to spend a few minutes on that, right? It's not something easy, but this is core to really taking us through, you know, how this design, you know, for this preliminary aligned action can look, and how what you just said about getting in touch with the real you, the true nature of you.
Exactly.
So sounds so easy.
Nothing is easy until we start doing it. Every new way of living and approaching life feels difficult in the beginning because it's new. And the more we dare, the more comfortable we become with that, and the more help we get, okay? Let's not forget that we are not alone. We get the help, but we need to show that we are committed. We need to take the first step because we have free will, as you said, we have choice. So we need to show to the universe we're choosing something so the universe can support us. But let's get a little bit practical here. I would love to share a process to help people create that preliminary action plan. So my goal is that the listeners can take this exercise and then apply it to their vision, to their goals, small, medium, big, it doesn't really matter. It's the same. Shall we do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The first
step. I think it's important during this show for you to really walk people through, because this is so important. I want them to go back after this episode, and I want them to go back and listen to what you're saying and ask themselves, am I doing this? Am I doing this? Am I doing this? See, because that's the beauty of what you're doing today in this episode.
Exactly. And maybe we can include these questions in the notes so people can reflect back. Because, of course, this is done better when you are alone. And the first step is the invitation to find a quiet place where you and you know, tune into your breathing and relax if you want to put background music and a candle, whatever works for you. But just really tune in, because this is where the answers are going to come from. I wouldn't close the light, by the way, because you're going to be taking notes. So you will need paper and pen, not a tablet and not a phone, paper and pen. And you want to really take a few deep breaths and then visualize your goal. Visualize your vision. We call this exercise the highest vision of your life. Okay. And I'm going to share a simplified version of the one we teach at the life coaching certification. So the invitation here is to close your eyes and to really envision the highest vision of your life. Now, the highest vision of your life is that ideal life, and usually is in all aspects of your life. You want to focus on that and allow that vision to come to your mind, whether you see it or you feel it or you sense it. And once you grasp it, you're going to start answering a series of questions. So the first question is, why is it important for you to create this vision? What's the impact that this will have in your life and the lives of the people around you? And you can have these questions written in advance and then just leave room for you to start filling up the answers. So that's going to invite for creative writing, right? This is writing that is being channeled. You can help yourself by start writing with the left hand and then switch to the right hand. That will trigger the right side of your brain to bring all that creative writing. So why is it important? Once you're done writing that, you want to close your eyes, read the second question, close your eyes, and ask yourself, what qualities do you need to acquire or embody to create this vision? That's the second question. What qualities do you need to create this vision? Do you need more discipline? Do you need focus? Do you need organization? Do you need to learn to say no? So you really want to list that. Once you're done, you're going to move to the third question. What skills do you need to acquire in order to create your vision? Do you need to take a course? Do you need to revisit forgotten information? Do you need to learn a certain skill or task? So this is a more practical question. What do you need to learn to do to create this vision? And then the next question is, what beliefs do you need to have? This is where we go back to the blueprint, right? What beliefs do you need to have? Do you need to believe that it's possible for you to do that despite you don't having this education, despite your family not supporting you, right? And you want to make sure that you believe that it's possible for you, that you deserve it, that it's safe. And if you can write a list of affirmations that you can repeat to yourself morning and night to help you with that blueprint, with that part. And then the next question is one of my favorite ones, and I think it's a very profound question. What would you need to let go, whether it's physically, mentally, or emotionally, in order to create this vision? And this is about getting as honest as you can with yourself. Do you need to let go of resentments? Do you need to let go of pleasing people? Do you need to let go of fear of failure or fear of success? Or maybe you need to release weight, or you need to sell your parents' estate. What do you need to let go in order to create that vision? We all carry baggage and weight that keep us from moving forward. And this is what this question is going to trigger in you, to get clear about these things. And you want to list it, right? And the next question, one before the last one, is, okay, we have listed qualities we need to acquire or embody, skills we need to acquire, things we need to let go, right? The question is, among everything we listed, what's the first step we need to take in order to ignite the process of creating this vision? Because at this point, the brain goes, oh my God, this is a lot. And that's where we say, let's prioritize. Among everything that needs to be done, what's the first step I need to take to get the ball rolling? And here, people are incredible. They will tell you, they will tell themselves, I need to release weight. I need to change jobs. I need to let go of the fear of failure. I need to work on my confidence. I need to find my purpose. It's that level of clarity that allows us to move forward. We talk about the power of clarity. And the last question to journal on, because we're really journaling on this question, is, am I interested or committed, right? And we talked about it, how important it is to be honest with ourselves and choose, am I interested or committed? Because interested means that, yeah, it would be really nice, but probably if it gets difficult, I might quit. Committed means I'll do whatever it takes. And it's okay to start by being interested and eventually become really committed. There's no right or wrong answer as long as we are honest with ourselves and we become aware.
Yeah. That's actually what happened to me. I mean, I started out interested in doing this, I mean, very accidentally. And then what I realized is I didn't know anything about it. But the minute I got behind a microphone 20 years ago, by the way, 20 years ago, on April 1st, you know, what I want to say about it is that something clicked. I love what you said, because it now explains what happened to me the rest of the step of the way, because I went from that to this version of commitment, but I didn't call it that, right? I didn't know that's what it was, Gabriella.
I love that. The path is created as we walk it. You started walking and you found the clarity to commit. And that's what it takes. Yeah, that's truly what it takes. So if I could share some final words, I would say, you know, don't waste time seeking perfection. Rather, you want to seek clarity and progress, and be aware that the clarity is found along the path, not in the starting point. And that you don't need to figure it out to get started. You just need a little bit, but you really need to get started to figure it out. That figure it out part is found along the way.
Yeah.
So I like this quote from Carl Bryant. He says, the biggest tax we pay is the tax of procrastination. Right? So get the vision, get the intention, and just create and design a preliminary action plan for you to get started, not to marry it. It's going to change, so don't take it too seriously.
Mm.
This is what's important to remember. And the next episode, we're going to talk about the pilot. It's going to build
yes.
on it. Right? I'm really excited for that
episode. I'm really excited. But, you know, this is the part that if you don't do this, the pilot, we spend hours, time, money on a pilot that's really doesn't really stand a chance of working if we don't do this part. Right? I'm so excited. This is exciting. And by the way, that quote you read, here's the thing I want to say. When you enter the world of procrastination, it hits every level of your consciousness and subconscious. It hits you day to day for not doing it, but you may not say that. It makes you feel less than, not enough, because you don't think you're doing what you should be doing. And then at the subconscious level, what happens is you accumulate it. But here's the point. Everything Gabrielle shared with you today will annihilate all of that. The minute you take this action and put this together, you can let go of procrastination forever.
Yeah, truly, the invitation is to write down the questions, visualize your vision, and journal on these questions, and watch the magic, because your brain will love that level of clarity. We say, oh my God, it's like somebody cleaned my room and put everything in place.
Oh my gosh. You're the second person that talked about cleaning the room today. So that must be a hint. Gabriella, please, anything you want to share, any way to find out more about what you're doing, let people know.
Coachingacademy.net. This is the hub for coaches and personal development seekers. We offer all kinds of trainings, from certifications to personal development training. So come visit us.
I love it. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. I just want to say, you know, this, please go back and listen to this, and you can use this for anything. I'm serious, anything. It doesn't have to be starting a business. It doesn't have to be starting a network. You can use this for anything. I used it on something very special this morning. So for all of you out there, please know from Gabrielle and from me that this is a doorway. All I have to do is walk through it. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at CoachingAcademy.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.